What are the psychological differences between men and women? This week, during a management training course, I was making the point that conflict management should be a rational, not an emotional transaction. That an emotionalized conflict situation is dangerous for all parties concerned, that irrational conflict may prove to be instructive, may be even beneficial. The punchline to my presentation was resolve your conflict situations according to the principle of reason, not high emotion. I.e. treat all people and all problems rationally. Then I said Aristotle defined mankind as the rational animal. Then a male delegate, Andrew, quipped, what did he have to say about women? Then a delegate named Tracy asked a question that I have heard many times before. She said, is there a difference between men and women in terms of being more logical or emotional? This question implies one or more of four meanings. 1. Are women more rational than men? 2. Are men more rational than women? 3. Are women more emotional than men? 4. Are men more emotional than women? My response was as follows. I don't make psychological, character, or intellectual judgments based on gender. It's too risky. Obviously, there are differences between men and women, but they are physiological, hormonal, and genetic. But it is a common error to make sweeping statements such as, by their nature, men are less organized than women. By their nature, women are more able to multitask than men. By their nature, men are more logical than women. By their nature, women are less able to handle stress than men. Men are less socially aware than women. Men are less concerned with detail than women. Men are less intuitive than women. Women are more likely to panic than men. And so on to infinity. These are crude distinctions and all are probably false. If not false, then gender distinctions of this type are so riddled with counterexamples that they become useless as a guide in any particular instance. So it is wrong to think she won't be able to handle the pressure because she is a woman. It is wrong to think he won't be able to multitask because he is a man. Or because she is a woman, she won't be able to be tough-minded. He won't be able to do it with sensitivity because he is a man. Don't judge by gender. And whilst we are on the subject, 1. Don't judge by color. 2. Don't judge by nationality. 3. Don't judge by social class. How should one judge others? Answer, 1. Not by their class. 2. But as unique individuals. Take each person as a unique individual to be judged on his or her own merits. Ask yourself 3 questions. 1. Is this person honest or not? 2. Is this person lazy or not? 3. Is this person peaceable, cooperative, or not? If he or she fails any one of these 3 tests, then beware. If this person shows definite signs that he/she is dishonest, then you should beware. If this person shows definite signs that he/she is lazy, then you should beware. If this person shows definite signs that he/she is abusive or socially disruptive, then you should beware. If the person scores well on the 3 tests, i.e., that this person shows definite signs that he/she is hardworking, honest, and peaceable, then surely this person is worthy of your merit. It matters not whether he/she is man/woman, young/old, black/white, English, or foreign, gay/straight, or anything else. By the way, are you hardworking, honest, and peaceable?